It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Rebel fighters in Libya have been retreating again. And as they back up, they're taking some time to assign blame. The rebels' military leader lashed out at NATO and accused the military alliance of inaction. He says NATO is reacting too slowly and costing civilian lives. And he says that is especially true in a city that is isolated from the rest of rebel-held territory, the western city of Misrata. NPR's Eric Westervelt is following the story from the rebel capital, Benghazi.
General Abdel Fattah Yunus last night shook his finger, raised his voice, and slammed NATO for, in his view, failing to vigorously enforce the UN resolution that authorizes all necessary measures to protect Libyan civilians. The general said he'd been deeply disappointed with NATO since it assumed command of military operations in Libya from the U.S. over the weekend. Yunus claimed the alliance wasn't doing enough to stop Colonel Gaddafi's forces from attacking civilians in Misrata and elsewhere.
If NATO wanted to remove the siege on Misrata, they would have done so days ago. And they're using the excuse of collateral damage, that they don't want to kill civilians. But civilians are dying from Gaddafi's attacks. His crimes there will be hanging around the neck of the international community till the end of days.
General Yunus also criticized NATO for what he said is a dangerously slow reaction to requests for help. He claimed it takes NATO up to 8 hours to respond to urgent requests for airstrikes. Yunus added that either NATO does its job properly, or he would recommend that the issue be referred back to the UN Security Council, which approved the resolution last month to protect Libya's civilians when Gaddafi's forces were attacking Benghazi. Yunus's comments underscored the rebels' deepening frustration with their inability to advance and hold on to ground despite help from Western air attacks. On Tuesday, General Yunus's makeshift force suffered yet another battlefield setback in the east. Gaddafi's troops again pushed rebel fighters into a messy retreat from the oil port town of Brega. Outside Ajdabi, a 29-year-old fighter, Bassem Esnain, said he was with two other trucks delivering ammunition to the front lines when mortar and artillery rounds began to rain down from all around.
Three people with me were killed, were martyred. Gaddafi forces attacked us from the main road and from the desert on our right side.
General Yunus's critique of NATO echoed that of Ali al-Assawi, the Libyan Provisional Government's foreign policy chief, who said in Rome on Monday that problems arose after NATO took control of the airstrikes from the U.S., France, and Britain. Assawi said he now saw a long conflict ahead. Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels Tuesday, Dutch Brigadier General Mark Van Oom, NATO's chief of operations, said the alliance had carried out 14 airstrikes against pro-Gaddafi forces in the last 24 hours, including on tanks near Misrata. General Van Oom accused the Gaddafi regime of hiding artillery and other heavy weapons in heavily populated civilian areas in and around that city.
Misrata is a number one priority because of the situation on the ground over there. And we have absolute confirmation that in Misrata, tanks are being dispersed, being hidden, humans being used as shields in order to prevent NATO sorties to identify, target those assets.
General Van Oom added that the alliance had so far destroyed some 30% of Colonel Gaddafi's military. The remaining 70%, rebels complain, continue to attack civilian areas with relative impunity. There was some good news for the beleaguered Libyan revolutionaries. On Tuesday, a U.S. diplomat met with members of the provisional government here. Chris Stevens was the first official American envoy to meet with the rebels in Benghazi. Stevens didn't talk to the media, but senior opposition leader Mustafa Jalil, who met with Stevens, told NPR afterwards he hopes the meeting paves the way for U.S. recognition of the provisional government. We spoke about this issue, he said, and we're depending on the U.S. to support this popular revolution and to support the people of Libya. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Benghazi.